praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. We were teaching this morning. How many of y'all want to pick up where we left off? Praise the Lord. Now we figured out that the kingdom is what? There are several things about the kingdom of God that you need to know. First of all, that it's righteousness. So if you got money without righteousness, you don't have the kingdom. Right? Some say righteousness.
Righteousness.
Peace.
And joy in the Holy Ghost.
That means that you're going to have a peace about doing the righteous work that God desires you to do. And as you're doing that, you're just enjoying the Holy Ghost. Several things: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the life that God wants to give to you. Also, another fact that we can find out about the kingdom of God is that it is given. It is given. So it's received, right? How many believe there's an unshakable kingdom?
Amen.
How many believe there's a kingdom of God?
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Anybody believe there's a kingdom?
Amen.
I tell you what, I'm seeing some things start to happen and start to experience some things in my life. And possibilities definitely there. Make you get smile-itis. Amen. But you know what I'm starting to get excited about? Really? The kingdom of God. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God for money. Praise God for that. But I'm really starting to get excited about the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that. I thank God for being blessed. But I tell you what, I want to be blessed. I want to see all these things happen in my life. But I want to see things start to supernaturally happen within our fellowship, within our body. And we come together. Amen.
Amen.
Supernatural things start to happen.
Yes.
Things that money can't buy.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Things that money can't buy. Things that, you know, you can't work your way into. Things that just happen because God lets them happen. I'm starting to get excited about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is given. Bless the Lord. And we understand this. But rather, it is your Father's, Luke chapter 12, verse 32. It is your Father's good pleasure. So say, He takes pleasure. In the prosperity
of his people.
It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Praise
hallelujah.
The Lord. Thank you. Y'all are helping me tonight. Now, we talked this morning about the two different types of temptation and the two tests. First test is, you know, some of y'all still being tested in the wilderness, whether you're going to backtalk when God says he's going to do something for you. You get in here and hear us preach, then you gripe about what you hear. God wants to bless you and give you an expected end. Yeah, something good's going to happen to you. Yeah, nothing ever happens to me. First test, fail. I mean, you don't have to get it on the first test. I mean, just griping about it makes you fail. The first test is hearing the good news and deciding whether you're going to believe it or not.
Amen.
That's what they had to do in the wilderness. When they were in the wilderness, God kept telling them stuff. I'm going to get you to the other side. And I tell you what, people got on the other side. We ain't going to ever get there. I need to go back to Egypt. Not believing the promise of God causes you to fail the first test. Listening to the devil. You'll hear a good thing from God and the devil will come to you. Oh, no, it's not going to happen. It's never happened for you. It just happens for some people. God didn't do that. They did it. It was their job. They had it was just luck for them. But all that stuff, if that was true, every Christian would have it. If that was true, every church you go to, everybody would be millionaires.
Amen.
That's a bunch of rubbish. They're just saying that because they want to get my $20. So say the first test. The first test that devil tests you, whether he tempts you to give up from holding on to what God promised you. Whether you're going to keep walking in the wilderness even though you don't understand. You're going to keep walking with God when he's got you in a place you don't understand. And you know that's not where he promised to take you.
Amen.
He promised to take you to a promised land, but here you are out in the middle of the wilderness someplace. Anybody still griping in the wilderness? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And people think God's going to play with your griping and moaning and groping. No, he's not. He's going to let you die right there. There are Christians that never make it to the promised land. They never step into their potential. They never step into God's potential. That's not God's will. They die right there. But God wants to take you to the other side. Now, I want to focus a little bit tonight on the second test for those that are already blessed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just taking it for granted that you will be blessed. Amen. If not, I don't have to worry about you because you'll be dead. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord.
Praise
by the time people be learning how to handle the blessing of God, you'll be dead by then. What do you mean dead by then? Not laid in the grave? No, not laid in the grave, but probably dead spiritually. Giving up. I'll stop going to church. Amen. Everybody else counting what the Lord did for them and thanking God for it. Amen. And you all someplace offended. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But for those that have made up in their mind, they're going to go to the other side. Somebody say the second test.
Second test.
It was so funny. I got it right here in my notes. And Brother Jason said, Pastor Rod, you got it today at lunch. He said, you know what y'all was speaking to me when you were teaching us? He took me about that test, how God tested Abraham. I said, Jesse, that's tonight's message. Somebody say hallelujah. We're going to look at Abraham's test. Abraham, the father of faith's test. And you're going to pick up something. And you're going to step over into the supernatural and cause it to manifest.
Jesus.
Don't you know there are prophetic words on this place and prophetic words on you, and those things are going to come to pass.
Amen.
And all we got to do is believe it. Don't you know the devil's crying mad? But there's nothing he can do about what God wants to do in your life.
Amen.
Right here in Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass that after these things that God did tempt Abraham. Now remember, the religious say God doesn't tempt anybody. God does not tempt man, nor can he be tempted of evil. God does tempt people not to do evil, but he proves us to see what kind of person we are. He tempts you with yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. He tempts you with yourself. Notice that test that when Jesus was in the wilderness, the devil was out there trying to start all this kind of mess up. But notice this test. We're not going to see the devil in this test anywhere. You know, this test that Abraham had, the devil wasn't there anywhere. God was proving Abraham. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to go there. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass that after these things, God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offerings and rose up and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his son, said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come to you again. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon the Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Somebody say hallelujah. Now here was this test. I want you to take what I've given you. Now I promise I'm going to give you something. Somebody say, I promise I'm going to give it to you. And all of a sudden in the wilderness, he had to fight, you know, he had to go through some stuff to see whether God was really going to do it or not. God told you I'm going to do this, and God did it. And there's so many people, God told me he was going to do this for me, now I got it. Then after you get it, God says, now I'm going to prove you with it. Somebody say hallelujah. Now I'm going to prove you with it. I want you to take that thing that you had to believe for, that you had to struggle with, that you had to go through all this stuff. Come on, the thing that I promised to give you, I promised to bless you. Now I'm going to prove and see what kind of person you are with the thing I'm giving you. So say the second test. Get thee into the land of Moriah. Everybody say Moriah. We got a great CD out there all about Mount Moriah. The mountain of provision. Somebody say glory to God. Many times we think when God's knocking at our door with the things that we've got, God's trying to take something for us. He said, I want you to take what I've given you and take it to the mountain of provision. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's quiet in here. Get thee to the place that I tell you. You're going to learn some stuff about this tonight. I got to get my own Bible. Every time I turn that thing, it just changes on me and it's starting to tick me off a little bit. Somebody say hallelujah. Having learned to just keep it there. Imagine having to scroll back down and find your place again. Hallelujah. He said, but I want you to take this child of yours and get to where I tell you to go. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody pray for me real quick. Okay, Genesis chapter 22. Mount Moriah, and he went to worship. Somebody say worship.
Worship.
Everybody say worship again.
Worship.
Now, here God is telling this man, I want you to go and take your son and offer him on the altar. So, and many times when God's calling us to do certain things, we just throw it up there like it doesn't matter. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How do you worship with your altar? He told his son said, where are we going, Dad? The son didn't know. He said, no, we're going to worship. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What are we going to do with this? He said, no, we're going to go over there and worship. We're going to put you into practice. We're going to cause you to come in submission of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And something's going to happen to you and for you. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 22. Where am I at? Somebody tell me.
22:5-6.
And he took the wood and burnt offering, and we will worship and come to you again. That says something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody say worship.
Worship.
And come to you again. Now you know what I like about this? God told this man to go offer his son. Somebody say offer. You're going to learn something here because you're tested in the same way. He said, take thine own son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and I want you to take him to the mountain of provision. I want you to do these things and do. Amen. And Abraham rose up in the morning, did all these other things, and on the third day he lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto his son, said unto the young men, abide here. And Abraham took the burnt offerings. Where does his son start to be? And Isaac, somebody say,
and Isaac
spake unto Abraham. Everybody say that in verse 7. My father, he said, here am I, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself for a burnt offering. Now you think about this. When you go to sow a seed, don't you know your seed talks to you too? See, many of us never really worship with our offering or worship with our seed. Amen. We allow our seed to talk to us without talking back to it. Amen. We allow our seed to talk to us, and we never talk back to it. When your seed talks to you, say, where are we going? What are we doing? Some of us say, oh, you know, I'm trying to squeeze on to you. I got to kick you out. You'd have been ripped out of my pocket again. Instead of saying, listen, no, I'm sending you to go worship. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. And you can say this same thing to your seed. This is what I got. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Lord himself, he said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, my son, he said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they both of them came together, and they came to the place which God had told him of. Somebody say, that's another test right there.
Amen.
Some say
the place
that God told them. See, many people fail the test because they go to do all kind of stuff, but they didn't do what God told them to do.
Yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God told them what to give and where to give it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he left immediately. You've got to go where God tells you to go and do what the Holy Ghost tells you to do or what the Word says to do in order to be blessed the way that God wants you to be blessed. Hallelujah. He said, listen, I and the land will go up yonder and worship and come to you again. Everybody say five. Go to verse five. He said, I and the land will go up and worship. Some say worship. And come again to you. And see, many people don't have faith. And you know what? If you don't have faith, you can't catch this, too bad for you. Amen. But you have to say the same thing. When I sow a seed or when I worship God in giving or any other thing, I have to talk to my seed and tell them the same thing. Look, we're going to worship together. Amen. And you and I both are going to come back again.
Amen.
You can't give to God. You can't put anything on the altar without having it come back to you again. Has anybody ever talked to their seed? Come on.
Amen.
Anybody? Y'all are quiet in here tonight. Has anybody ever talked to their seed? You have to tell it, listen, we're going up right now to worship with this good thing that God did, but we're both going to come back again. And Abraham took the burnt offering, laid upon the altar, and the knife, and they both were there, of them were there together. And Abraham spoke, and Isaac spoke unto him and said, Father, where's the lamb? He said, God will provide a lamb for us. Listen, when your seed starts to ask questions, talk back to it. And Abraham said unto him, God himself will provide a lamb for us for a burnt offering. So they both went, of them went together. Some say, God will provide seed for the sower. This man had some revelation, didn't he? Here his offer is sitting up there talking. Amen. And see, some of y'all can say the same thing. God will tell you to do a bunch of stuff. You have to take it up anyhow. Somebody say, and your money saying, listen, I got to go to the light bill. Come on. I'm talking to some people. I wouldn't, you know, if you ain't got nothing, don't worry about it. But I have to do the same thing. Oh, Pat, you know, my money talks to me, too. Don't you think? You think your money's the only money that talks? Pastor Rod, these folk ain't going to be taking care of you. You ain't thinking twice about you. After this church closed down, you'd be sitting there looking stupid. You better put something in the bank yourself. What about your retirement? You give what they give, or at least match it. Somebody say, money talks. Come on now. It'd be one thing if I was sitting up here trying to teach you something. I wasn't walking in myself. When money starts to talk to me, I start to talk back to him. I said, no, we're going together. Amen. And I don't put nothing up there, or I don't kick nothing in. I don't pay a bill without talking to it. Say, listen, we're going to worship God, but you're coming back again because God will provide a ram. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And there are many times when I stuck out there to do stuff and to put my own stuff out there and do stuff. And before I can even get it there, there's the ram. Somebody say hallelujah. And so many of us are so afraid to even stretch our faith out there to even get to the altar. Amen. To even get there and put our faith out there. Say, listen, I want to do something. And you're thinking, oh, here I go again with my stuff. And if you just get out there in faith, you'll find seed for the sower.
Amen.
Oh, I want to be a giver. I want to be a blessing. I want to be all this other stuff. Do you think that you're going to do it by yourself? No. God gives seed to the sower.
Amen.
When you set yourself out, I want to be a big-time giver, do you think he's going to be working with just you pulling on your own income? Absolutely not. When you got that mindset, you say, I'm going to the Mount of Moriah. I tell you what, every time I get there, something's going to happen, and God's going to bring me seed.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God took that thing that was most precious to him and said, listen, I want you to put it out there. I want you to put out what, you know, I want you to put it out there. And before he could get it on, before he could kill it and destroy it, God had already, amen, made a way for him. Because somewhere there in the bushes, there was a ram that was caught in the bushes by the horn. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
And some of y'all are griping and already failed your test. Somebody say hallelujah. Failed your test, amen, because you refused to get that little thing that God never intended to use anyhow, amen. You refused to say yes about it, and if you would just open your eyes of faith, amen, and look around, you'll find a ram somewhere in the bushes.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You thinking God's going to want you to do it all by yourself? Absolutely not. But if you're willing, amen, I tell you what, God's going to give you supernatural provision. And you'll find the ram in the bush. How many want to find the ram in the bush? Somebody say, there's a ram,
there's a ram
in the bush.
In the bush.
And people say, I hate all that prosperity talk. I can't say it. All you talk about is this. All you don't you know that this was the seed of Christ?
Amen. That's yes.
This man sowed a
yes.
seed. Now listen, we reap what we sow.
Yeah.
Now we're all the seed of Abraham.
That's
somebody
right.
say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He sowed his son.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
God required him to sow his son, and he said, yes, Lord. And when he said yes to the Lord, even not withholding his own son, God said, I remember that. I'm going to have to give you a son. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to have to give you my son. So way down the line someplace in the seed of Abraham, a son came.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't ever sow to God and not have it come back the way you sow it. The Bible is true when it says you reap exactly what you sow. If you shut up and wait for it, it'll get there.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But you just got to believe.
Amen.
You just got to believe. Glory to God. How are you going to believe that you're going to go to heaven in a moment in a twinkling of an eye and live in a house made of gold and all this other stuff and you don't think that he can bless you right here and now?
Amen.
I mean, you're learning tonight.
Amen. So
God said, listen, I want you to take the thing that I promised you, the thing that after I blessed you with this. Now, God is talking about his blessing. No, God, some of us would have been, oh, Lord, you gave him to me. Why are you going to give him to take it? You didn't give it to me. Now you're taking it from me. I don't understand it. Took me so long. I knew it wasn't true. I knew it wouldn't last. You know, the boy wasn't even 15 years old. There he is. Going to kill him already. We've been wiping and griping. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, God didn't need his son. He had his own.
Amen.
He had Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's quiet in here, but it's still good.
Amen.
It's still good anyhow. Amen. Praise God. I want you to take that son. I want you to lay him on that thing, and God will provide the lamb, the ram. Amen. They came to the place where God had told them and built an altar. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, some of y'all going to be broke forever. And I'm telling the truth there. But some are going to come into revelation. See, but you don't realize that. Amen. You come in here. You're not coming here to sit and look stupid. You're not coming in here to look stupid. God's coming here to use you. Amen. You're supposed to come in here. Amen. Work the coffee bar. Amen. Thank God, work the coffee bar, amen. Do all your other stuff, but make sure you build an altar. Somebody say, get to the place where God told you to go and build yourself an altar.
Yes.
And if you can't get to, if there's not an altar in the place where you worship, you're in the wrong place.
Amen.
Because that's what worship is all about. They didn't have a temple without an altar. Come on now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. You can get in there and sing all you want to, but they had to put an, there had to be an altar someplace. Anything happened here, I'd find me a house with an altar, amen, because I need to be blessed. You need to have confidence. You need to get, say, listen, this is where God told me to be. This is what I believe in. This is what I trust. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm hearing the word of God. I'm going to get in here and I'm going to try it. Amen. I'm not going to just get in here and listen to what the man says or what somebody else says. Amen. I'm going to get in there. I'm going to hear the word of God and I'm going to build myself an altar. Do you have an altar? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Or are you still in the wilderness? Come on, you don't have there's no altar in the wilderness. Somebody say glory to God. But when you come over to the promised land, there's going to be a temple someplace, and you can find an altar. Amen. That's when God really means business.
Amen.
God's not going to deal with you without an altar. Somebody say hallelujah. He blessed Abraham, and the first thing he said, listen, I want you to take your son to the altar. I tell you what, when God starts talking to you about building an altar, amen, something's about to happen. He's about to cut a covenant. He's about to cut a covenant. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Holy Ghost told me so many people's talking about stuff they know nothing about. Religiously brainwashed instead of biblically taught. Do you see what I see? Some say
build
an altar. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It works.
Amen.
It works. Hallelujah. And he built an altar there in verse 9 and laid wood on laid wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife. And the angel of the Lord came down out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, here I am. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for I know. Some say, I know. Some say, I know. Say, I know. Glory to God. See, this is where God wants to get you. This is the test. He says, for I know that thou fearest God. See, there are a lot of people that talk about fearing God. Look at your checkbook and find out how much you fear God. Look at your seed. See, this is how Abraham, God knew that Abraham feared God, not because he trembled at his boots and all this other stuff, not because he was religious, amen. He obeyed God and stepped out. And then God said, listen, he said, for I know that thou fearest God. You better hear the word. This is the Bible. I know that thou fearest God, seeing, that means evidence of you fearing God is this, seeing thou hast not withheld, someone say not withheld, thy son, thine only son from me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, so many of us are afraid of everything else. Afraid we're not going to have enough. Afraid God's not going to come through. Afraid it's all a scam. Afraid somebody's trying to take this, trying to take that. Amen. You need to get rid of your fears and start to fear God. He said, for I know you fear me. That means trust me, reverence me. Not afraid that I'm going to come down with a bolt of lightning. Somebody say hallelujah. Have you been tested yet? Have you been tested yet? Somebody say glory to God. You might be tested in the wilderness whether you believe he's going to come through, but have you gotten something? And after you got it, God said, I want it all so I can do it again. I want to prove you. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. For I know. Somebody say I know. Say I know. See, people don't really realize that. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. People don't realize. Say, God said I know by your offering. I know by your obedience. The Bible says, listen, where your treasure is, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, it'll prove you.
It'll prove you.
There, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'm glad y'all are shouting on one of these kind of messages. It makes me feel better. Amen. I'm going to still say it anyhow. For I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stop lying. You ain't afraid of God. You don't reverence God. You don't honor God. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says it. Amen. Honor me with the first fruits and with the tithes and the offering. Amen. Sit up there talking about how you love God. You care about God. And every time he tells you or the Spirit's moving, there's an altar there. You dishonor him. And ignore it. For I know. Somebody say, I know.
I know.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Old pastor's just going off. He just needs some money. See if I'm telling the truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That can be your game. You play your hand and I'll play mine.
Amen.
See where you end up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. For I know thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld. Why is that so important? Seeing that, because that says something about you, and that says something about me. Because God said, I'll provide every one of your needs. Don't worry about tomorrow. Amen. I'll clothe you. I'll feed you. If I've taken care of the grass of the field and the ravens in the sky, you don't have nothing to worry about. He don't want to hear about that stuff.
Amen.
You ought to learn that in the wilderness. You ought to know by now when you didn't have it, if he took care of you when you didn't have it, glory to God, do you think he's going to let you go when you do have it? You ought to learn that lesson by now. He's not even testing you on that anymore. He already takes it for granted that you know he's going to come through.
Amen.
You don't have to have it in the bank to think whether you're going to eat tomorrow.
Amen.
You don't have to have a job to think whether you're going to lose your house or not, glory to God. You ought to know by now by what he's already done, God's going to come through. I'm going to say the second test. Thank you, Jesus. Second test is, why does it matter? Amen. The second test is when you're living outside, you're not looking at what you got, glory to God. You're looking to him and he's your source. You already realize it. You're not moved by it, glory to God. Whether it's $20, whether it's $62,000, whether it's $100,000 or $1,000,000 out there, it's not moving you because you know you're going to get there. You're going to get there to where you know the world, heaven and earth may pass away, but his word will never end, will never pass away.
Amen.
The economy may go to the pot, amen. They might not even honor dollar bills anymore, but you know that you know that you know, amen, that God will always have food on the table. You'll always look good. You'll always be blessed because he said it.
Amen.
His word has got to take care of you.
Amen.
Some of you wonder why you lose jobs. So God will let you know. I'm your source.
Amen.
Some of you wonder why the check didn't come in the mail. You're still eating.
Amen.
Car's still going.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're learning. He will never let you down. So when the devil starts messing with stuff, glory to God, you're still going to walk victorious. Somebody say, I don't have to have it. He does.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not going to worry about it. Amen. He's got it all together. Amen. He is my source. Amen. Because there's some things he wants you to believe for that you'll never be able to afford. Amen.
Amen.
You'll never be able to afford. Somebody say, he is.
He is.
My hope. And my salvation. For I know thou fearest God. Wow. Glory to God. Well, I like that. I like that God's trying to teach me to get there. Amen. He's trying to teach me to get there. Amen. I got to honor God with everything I got. I want to fear the Lord. And if I fear God, come on, that's where the money is. The fear of God is where the money is. See, if I learn, somebody say, that's what God's trying to teach me, the fear of the Lord. I want to be a man of God. Because I believe in men of God. Amen. I want to be a man. And you know what? If we can get to the point to where we've learned him, amen, it'll always be there. Amen. It'll always be there. Amen. Just listening to him. Listening to him. I told y'all before the Holy Ghost told me, you don't have any, the only thing you have is the anointing. After he gave you all this stuff, and after he showed you how you're going to get all this other stuff, that he said, you ain't got nothing but the anointing.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You can have $1,000, you can have $6,000, $7 million in the bank, and then God still tells you, you don't have anything but the anointing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Amen.
He never wants you to forget where it's what it's all about.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld. Now, y'all need to under that. I know that you fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behind him, some say behind him,
behind
a ram caught in the thicket by the horns. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God. See, many of you don't even know. You just keep walking. Your seed's following you, people.
Amen.
Glory to God. He had to turn around and look behind him. His seed was already there. God knows what you need. He's already sent it. Get with him. Somebody say hallelujah. He found a ram caught in the thicket by the horns, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Now some of us, now he asked, God asked him for his son. And some of us would have just taken the ram home. Amen. He didn't ask for the ram. He was a giver. See, he had already passed the test. He didn't have to give a second offering. Because God didn't ask for a ram. God asked for his son. Amen. But even after he passed the test, someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even after the test was passed, God said, I know that you fear me. Amen. I know that you fear me. Even after he passed the test, it didn't even matter. He still, amen, honored God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, there's some people that love God so much he doesn't even have to ask him. Glory to God. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. He took the ram and caught it, and he offered the ram him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place. Somebody say the name of the place.
The name of the place.
Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Jireh.
Jireh.
Somebody say Jehovah.
Jehovah.
Jireh. Now, some of them ignorant folk. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Thinking about their house, their car, their grocery bills. They use this song all the time. Thinking about their house, their car, their grocery bills, their husband, their wife, girlfriend they want to have. Amen. Whatever else it is. I mean, oh, he is Jehovah Jireh. I got it. Jehovah Jireh. My provider. Jehovah. Don't you know Jehovah Jireh provides seed?
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Jehovah Jireh, when you look at Jehovah Jireh in the scripture, he wasn't provided. Come on now. He provided seed.
Amen.
He provided a ram.
Awesome.
That's how you get it. Not by a magic charm, like you find out the name of God, now you got daddy big bucks and he gives you everything you want. Whatever you want from God, he's going to give you seed for it. He's going to give you something to offer. Somebody say glory to God. And then you get it.
Amen.
Somebody say Jehovah Jireh. That's a revelation.
Yeah.
That's a revelation. Mm-hmm. See, instead of you claiming Jehovah Jireh for the... You need to claim Jehovah Jireh of seed. He is Jehovah Jireh of seed. Amen. He is the God that's able to for us to give into every good work. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is the Jehovah Jireh of seed. And so many of us don't even believe. We think that God just wants to take from us. No, you need to get out there in faith. Say, God, I'm believing for this. Hallelujah. Where's my ram? Amen. I need Jehovah Jireh. I need to get out of this mess. Amen. I need to get out of this circumstance. I need to get out of this situation. I need some more. I'm believing you, oh Father. Amen. For seed. Where's the ram? Somebody say Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh. Isn't that, anybody ever heard that before? Amen. Isn't that some revelation right there? Jehovah Jireh. Amen. And he called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. And he said to the, and it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And we know that it was the mount of the Lord, the mountain of provision. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get to the mountain of provision. Somebody say glory to God. The mountain of provision is the place where God told you to go to build an altar. Amen. Get to the mountain of provision and you get in there and you start calling on Jehovah Jireh and get yourself some seed. Somebody say hallelujah. Instead of you worried about stuff, you better get there. It's a real thing. It's a real thing and it works. You need to call on it. Amen. Get in there where God told you to get and say, now right now in the name of Jesus, God, I need you to come through in a mighty way. Did anybody hear Joel this morning? He didn't teach you just about the same thing. Didn't have the same scripture, but teach you about the same thing. He said when they wanted to build that church down there, they were in that little store, one building. They needed to get another building. They didn't have the money to get it. They didn't have any money to get it, but Pastor Osteen knew, his father knew, amen, that the only way they were going to get it is to seed it. So the first thing they did was took an offering up with the little bit of people that they had there, and they raised $2,000, and that was a big offering at that day for Lakewood Church. Amen. And they took that $2,000 offering and sold it to a little Spanish church down the street and put it there. Amen. They got seed in the ground. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You grow your stuff.
Amen.
You grow your stuff. God's not going to grow it for you. He's Jehovah Jireh. Be my provider. He did. He gave you seed. What did you do with it? Lord, I need you to come through. I need you to come through. What is this? Jehovah Jireh, my provider, what does he provide? Seed. Invest the seed. Amen. And you'll be able to meet your own need.
Hallelujah. Try it. If it don't work, leave the church. Hallelujah. I'm serious. But you better hold on to it for a while. That's what I'm sincere with it. Amen. I would. Amen. I would. Why sit around working something that don't work?
Amen.
I'd be out of here so fast. If none of this stuff worked, I'd be gone. You hear me? If it didn't work, I'd be gone. I'd be gone so quick. You think I'd be sitting up here on Sunday night? No, I'd be at the movies. Amen. I tried it. It didn't work. Amen. But I know that I know that I know that I know, amen, that it works. If I can't believe him to do the things he says he's going to do here on earth, how am I going to believe him to take me someplace else?
Amen.
Amen. How am I going to, you know, I mean, I'm not, how am I going to believe that I'm going to be living in streets of gold and all this other stuff they talk about and we're going to be taken away and I can't believe him to do something right now? Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, God's good. God's going to make a way. My God owns everything. He takes care of me. Amen. You turn around and look at him. I don't believe it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of the heaven the second time. Everybody say the second time. Say the second time. Hallelujah. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing. Oh, glory to God. Oh, the glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. How many glad when you hear all that stuff that you see over there in the Middle East? The Jews trying to get that land. All the Bible prophecies that you read about the Jews and all this other stuff. Come on now. Everything in reference to Abraham or Abraham's seed and all this other stuff. Listen, because thou hast done this thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where did it start? Where did it start? Before Moses. This is the very beginning. Because thou hast done this thing that we don't want to hear about. That we don't think is important. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, because you've done this thing. How dare you? How dare you? Don't you know this whole thing is based on that? Sowing and reaping? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. If he didn't give the Son, you wouldn't have anything. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's a giving God, and all of his children are giving, period, point blank. Amen. You don't have that spirit, you don't have his spirit. Amen. It's in you. It's in the blood. You can tell people. Amen. You can look at somebody and they try to say, I'm not the daddy. You see him on Jerry Springer. Amen. The children look just like him. Yeah, yep. You is the father. Amen. I know. Somebody say, you are the daddy. Amen. And you know you can see that in believers too. You can tell who the father is. Certain things just happen. They don't understand why it's happened. It just happens naturally. When you got the father's blood on the inside, you start to act like him every now and then. Amen. When you loose the Holy Ghost, you find yourself doing stuff. Amen. You're just like your daddy. Mm-hmm. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're supposed to act just like your daddy. No less. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Got my father's eyes.
Amen.
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 Do you? Do you have any God-like characteristics? Amen. Some of us, the only God-like characteristics we have is just judgmental. Amen. Amen. Judgment and wrath. Hallelujah. Those are the only things you took after the Father. Amen. Become the loving and forgiveness and all that other stuff. You don't see it. Seeing that thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld. What was the thing? What was the thing? What was the thing? What was the thing? You're going to get this because you know why? You're going to get it. It might offend you right now. It might flip you out. But I tell you what, time will tell. You're going to get this. There are thousands upon thousands of believers that have already caught it and that are rolling in it and celebrating it. This is the same thing that the Copelands have been teaching people. Amen. Some people aren't there hearing the word. They're just trying to get rich. They don't get it. Amen. But those that do get it, they're shaking the nations. They're shaking the nations. Doing great things for God. Moving in supernatural abundance. Papa Hagin got this message. He was the first one that taught it. Got persecuted for teaching it. Got persecuted for teaching it. Amen. But when you go up there, amen, it's something else. When the preacher said, I'm going to start out with $1 million. Was it a million or was it 100,000? I think it was 100,000. He said, I'm going to sow 100,000 and my wife's going to sow 100,000. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because they've learned. Amen. They've learned.
Yeah.
They've learned. That's our family. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the group we're with.
Yeah.
I like it when Lisa Osteen says, my daddy started out real poor. He was so poor. He was so poor. You talk to them. I talked to them. Person said, my dad was so poor. He was telling me how tacky and poor his relatives were. Amen. He said, man, they were poor. Amen. But he believed God and trusted God and stepped out there, heard the word of faith, heard sowing and reaping, and died a very rich man. You don't know how rich the man was. Amen. Died a very rich man. When she said, my daddy died a rich man at the funeral. He did. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In both kingdoms.
Amen.
And you can too. Because thou hast not withheld thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That means whenever I feel like blessing, you're going to be in the number.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When blessing time comes, I'm going to make sure I bless you. Amen. Somebody say, that means whenever I put food on the table, when they start calling people, wait a minute, that's his plate. Amen. There will always be a place for you. Somebody say, in blessing.
In blessing.
I will bless you.
I will bless you.
Somebody say, hallelujah. That means that when the anointing of God comes through and God wants to do something, he won't leave you alone until you get yours. Amen. In blessing, when he's always blessing. Amen. But is he blessing you?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say, oh, you don't realize that. Amen. He's always blessing, but in blessing, is he blessing you? Amen. See, people wonder, I didn't get nothing. Well, in blessing, I will bless you. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I didn't get nothing. I didn't feel nothing. Amen. Everybody else got it but me. In blessing, I will bless you. Somebody say hallelujah. That means you won't be left out. Glory. Oh, this is some good teaching.
Yes.
That means you go to the Copeland meet, you go to the Hagin meet, and the anointing of God starts flowing through, and they start prophesying, everybody else getting it, and you look at what's going on. There they go, ripping off the people again. In blessing, I will bless you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say in blessing.
In blessing.
I'll bless you.
I'll bless
There's an anointing in this place. Go home if you want to, but the word of God is coming alive. In blessing, I will bless you.
Yes.
That's what's going on in your life. In blessing, I will bless you. I will get you to where the water's troubled. Amen. And you're going to be the one I tell to get in.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Somebody say hallelujah. How'd you like to have that on you? Amen. You go to meetings and all of a sudden you're the one that sticks out in the crowd. Amen. They're looking for somebody to bless, looking over all the other dummies. Amen. Judging and criticizing. Amen. Shucking and bucking and all this other mess. Amen. And you wonder why you go there and there's something special about you. Amen. This is the one that needs it. Don't you wonder why you get all that attention? In blessing, I will bless you. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Favor. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You're supposed to stick out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're the one supposed to find the money that somebody dropped. In blessing, there's a blessing there. Amen. Everybody else going to miss it. Amen. But you're the one they're going to see. Amen. In blessing, I will bless you.
Jesus.
God's always blessing.
Amen.
There's blessings all around this room. There's blessings all around the wood. And there's blessings on your job when they go in there. Amen. There's opportunity everywhere, but you can't get your hands on it. Amen. Because you haven't learned the principle. When I'm blessing, which I already am, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'll bless you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Say, I know he's blessing somebody.
I know he's blessing somebody.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Don't you know somebody's getting blessed right now? Somewhere, somebody's getting blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And we're sitting here missing out.
No, we're not.
Amen. Somebody there getting blessed. Amen. You could be in rooms. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In blessing, I will bless you. Amen. I will bless thee. And in multiplying, when I start multiplying people, somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
How many know there's multiplication going on?
Amen.
Stuff been prophesying. It's people
Amen.
Getting it. People are getting it.
Amen.
People are getting it. Multiplying goes on. I'm going to multiply you. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Amen. When the saints go marching in. How many of you want to get in on that number?
Amen.
Some of you couldn't catch a wave at the pager. Amen. Amen. We sit up here and tell you, catch the wave, catch the wave, catch the wave. Amen. How many of you want to catch a wave?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, in blessing. I'll bless you. In multiplying, I'll multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Why? Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all enjoy that? I did.
Amen.
I did. How many of you full? Hallelujah. How many of you full? That's a good word message.
Amen.
That's a good word message. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, isn't that easy? Now, you got to be evil when somebody tells you God wants you to give and he's going to give it to you to give. You just got to be an unbeliever. If you got a problem with that, you have to be an unbeliever. First of all, they ask you to give, which you never intended to do. Amen. And somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Second one, believing that God said he'd give you seed. Somebody say hallelujah. Now you can't lose with that. That's all we're saying. I mean, we believe in God. That's how easy it is.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's like somebody, Dean works on the stock market. He works with stocks and all this other stuff. That's like saying, what's the hottest stock right now? Is any stock hot right now?
Yeah,
that stock that Dean has, eBay. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say eBay. That's like God saying, Dean, I want you to invest for yourself $1 million in eBay. Amen. And here's $1 million. I'm going to give it to you. Put it in there. And you get offended that he tells you to put it in eBay. That's how it works. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you're going to be in trouble when you get to heaven. I gave it to you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember that person he left in charge of a bunch of stuff? And the other one said, I knew you were cruel and you were rough. You remember that guy? He said, look, I knew you were rough and you were cruel. So I took it, held on. I buried it. I didn't want to do nothing with it. You were a hard taskmaster. Life is hard. Stuff is rough. Somebody thinking God's a hard taskmaster. So I hid it. Amen. I just put it up until you got here. Here it is. Here's exactly what you gave me. I didn't do a thing with it, like he needs it in heaven. So say hallelujah. Like he needs it in heaven. Here it is. So say, I will.
Be faithful.
And expect it.
And expect it.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that already made you rich. That already made you rich.
You.
That'll manifest. I like that. Somebody say ching, ching, ching.
Ching, ching.
That message already made you rich, and it is the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is the Word of God. That is the Word of God. Now we can get on to the more important things. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now that we got the money taken care of, now we can get on to some other stuff. Somebody say glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's a nutshell. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Isn't it that easy? Why do people have such a trouble with something so simple? The root to the whole thing is, do you believe in God?
Amen.
The bottom line is not all your theology about, well, I saw Jim Baker and all this. No, that's all an excuse. No. No, I don't want to hear all that smack. That's stupid. That's just dumb. Amen. Oh, I know this. I know all these little issues. No, that's excuses to hide the truth. Do you believe in God? Amen. That's the bottom line. I don't want to hear anything else, and God don't want to hear anything else. And deep down inside your heart, knows the truth. Amen. Do you believe in God enough to obey? Somebody say hallelujah. Woo, glory. Stand up right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I just don't know what pastor's going to do with the altar. Well, you need to leave. Because you shouldn't be in a place where you can't have an altar. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you don't have the confidence that your seed, amen, will accomplish the thing of God, amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Need to go and put an altar someplace, but you better make sure God, that's where God told you to do it. But it was all right, you know, the place was all right to do everything else. Everything else would put an altar there, amen. We could pray there, amen, do all the other stuff, but when it comes to putting an altar up, amen, oh no, that's not what God wants. No, you got a problem.
Amen.
Amen. It was all right until we got there when it came to put an altar there. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, it's tight in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He used to tell us at the coach church, it's tight, but it's right. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God it works.
God
is going to do something
good
for me.
Hallelujah.
Now, confess these good scriptures. We got 5 to 6 minutes before you get out of here. We're just going on 9 o'clock, if my watch is right. Amen. You ought to be rejoicing about what God's about to do in your life.
Hallelujah.
You ought to be rejoicing about what God's going to do in your life.
Amen.
You ought to be rejoicing what God's about to do in your life. Amen. Amen. I speak it to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is taking that financial concern from you.
Amen.
That fear, there are more things you need to be dwelling on than that stuff. Amen?
Amen.
And he's going to increase you more and more and more and more and more and more and more.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Say, I will bless the Lord at all times.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise will
continually
be on my lips. And some of you need to thank God already for what he's already done. Somebody ought to thank God already for what he's already done, for the way he's already made.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, he is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, salabanda. Sakemanodushtalahandahaya. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing's in this place right now. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is in this place right now. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Pull on it. In blessing, I'll bless you. Think about that. In blessing, I'll bless you. In blessing, I'll bless you. In blessing, I'll bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there needs to be repentance right now for people that were concerned about finances. You need to repent right now. And you know who you are. Glory to God. You need to repent right now for doing stupid stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Not trusting in your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. And don't you ever think about it again. Hallelujah. Don't you ever think about it again. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I hear the Holy Ghost. I hear the Holy Ghost. It'll never be in your pocket as long as it's in your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It'll never be in your pocket as long as it's on your mind. Get it off your mind. Glory to God. And watch it happen. God's trying to take you to a new level. Glory to God. Think on the good things of Jesus. Think on the good things of Jesus. Think on the, I'm letting you know something. Think on the good things of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, it's starting to stretch out right now. I saw a word over there. I had a vision over there. I saw a word over there, and I just sat on it for a while. God's about to do something. And as we just meditated, I saw it just moving over, amen, to others. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Amen. I'm going to say it. And we were worshiping in the Holy Ghost and doing certain things. I saw you too. Amen. And I know God's done some good things for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. She wants to bless it. And I know God wants to do some good things for you. And I know you're hearing all this other stuff. Say, well, Pastor, we already had it. We already had it. I don't understand all this stuff you're talking about. But I tell you what I saw. I tell you what I saw. I saw you too, and I was there too. Amen. And you were walking, and we were walking, and then all of a sudden we stopped, and I said, now there it is. Amen. Then you went over there and stood with it, and there was a bunch of gold on the ground. Amen. A big old rock of gold, and it was glowing. It was so much gold there that your clothes were shining. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was so much gold. I mean, it was like there was a light on the ground. It was shining all around. And you were standing right there in front of all that stuff. And I said, there it is. Amen. And then God said to you, amen, I can do. I told you, amen, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. And he said, I told you ain't seen nothing yet. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You think you're hearing a bunch of stuff. I'm just saying, there it is over there. There's where it is. Somebody say, glory to God. There's where it is. Glory to God. There it is. It's not there. Hallelujah. It's over there. Somebody say, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Don't worry about it. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, the miracle was that I didn't want to go grab it for myself. Glory to God. I could tell it was God. And I could tell it was God. It was yours. Amen. Because y'all were over there. Amen. I was going, there it is over there. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Sadalabosandalabosikamanahandalabosataya. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Sadalabosandahaya. Oh, Sandarahai, in blessing, I'll bless you. In blessing, I'll bless you. I tell you what, it was, I mean, it was cool. I mean, it was like two people, come over here, brother. It was like two people standing right there, and they were right there, and it was a big old pile like that game we play. You know how they dig on the gold? It was a big old pile like that. It was that high, and it was so bright, amen, that it was like light was coming from their clothes were gliding, amen. And you know he was happy, amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You,
glory
Jesus.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. More than you know what to do with. Amen. Want some?
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise
thank
God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank God for the glory. 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 Glory to God. 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 Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just stay under a little bit longer. Y'all just looking more blessed and more blessed and more blessed and more blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hearing the word, receiving the word.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Say, I'll try it. Hallelujah. Say, I'll try it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Say it again. I'll try it. Hallelujah. Say, I'll try it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sutana Mahanda. You got something? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And it was y'all. Amen. And the Holy Ghost said, you're not supposed to be talking about money and concerned about money and stressed over money ever again on that property. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Repent and don't ever do it again. Hallelujah. Not allowed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, ba 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 hum bahaya. Ha ba 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 hum ba ba hum ba ba hum little bushikalahaya. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. Y'all just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's doing a work. Hallelujah. He's doing a good work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Repent and fill your mouth with good things. Repent and fill your mouth with good things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to allow you to say the good things of God concerning abundance and all this other stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. But I hear it real strong. Amen. And God's saying, shut up concerning those things. Don't even speak into those things. He said, tell her to get out of my business so I can do what I've got to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Am I telling you to get out of business? Absolutely not, because you're good at it. Amen. You work for me. Amen. You work for me. Amen. No. Amen. But he's telling you, shut up and get out of his business. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said he doesn't even need your help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I said I'd take care of you. Hallelujah. 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 He said he loves you, he cares about you, and all those good things, but I just keep hearing over again, shut up and get out of his business. Amen. And let him do what he's got to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Open that Bible back up. Amen. Hallelujah. Go the other direction. Glory to God. Just enjoy Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Get rid of the stress. Get rid of the concern. Amen. Hallelujah. There's other things that God wants to do for you just than that. Hallelujah. Than just that. He does not want that on your mind anymore. He's got some other things he wants to put on your mind. Good things to think about. Amen. It's taking too much space. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And you've been waiting for that burden to be lifted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, yeah, there's too much. Amen. There's more than you can handle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because God says you can't handle it now. You definitely won't be able to handle it when he gets finished with it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Too much for you to handle. Amen. Glory to God. He's got it all taken care of. Rejoice and receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Peacefully enter into what God has for you. Glory to God. 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 I say only good things. Only good things. Only good things. Say it. Only good things. Say it. Say only good things.
Only good things.
Only good things.
Only good things.
That I speak. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you know he can do it. Glory to God. One day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you know when God tells you to shut up, he's not telling you to shut up from saying the good things. Amen. Hallelujah. But he just keeps saying it over again. Shut up so he can do what he's got to do. I'm not abusing you. I'm not abusing you at all. No way, no way. How? You always say, say what the God said. Don't hold it back. And I try to held it back. Amen. So say hallelujah. I was definitely not going to. Amen. Amen. But I'm saying, amen. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. You know, whenever God's ready to do something, he does that. Hallelujah. If I hold my peace. And let the Lord fight my battles. Victory will be mine. I wasn't thinking about Medea. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Did y'all receive that? I'm hot. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Did we take an offering tonight? Oh, we didn't take one. Please don't leave without sowing a seed. Please don't leave without sowing a good seed. Somebody say hallelujah. Sow a seed in faith and mix and worship. Sow a worshipful seed. A worshipful seed. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worship with it. Glory to God. And watch God do something good. Amen. Now, y'all just keep rejoicing. I'm just saying, remember that before you go. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Now, just start to rejoice in God. I just want to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just start to worship God. Glory to 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 God. Sola mahandara kashara inahaya. Basona nahaya. Bacon the nududu bushatala. Y'all just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Anointing, anointing, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of the, you're anointed to prosper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy, of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ha. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anointing of the Holy Ghost. Salabana who shall high. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. Yatanomo Shandara Basana Yalabosetara high. Thank you, Jesus. 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 The anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's a believer. Don't you know you got a believer? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ha ba
ba
ba ba ba ba ba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I release the faith of God on the inside of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ooh, Sadanahaya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all need to be confessing that all week long. In blessing.
In blessing.
I will bless thee.
I will bless thee.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Not in missing. In blessing I will bless thee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.